The next application is case number 11348. The application Maria Victoria Mazzella. Site is located north of Route 472, also known as Phillips Hill Road, approximately 620 feet west of Route 436, also known as Pusey's Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 330-133, map 22, parcel 2.01, requesting a special use exception to place a multi-sectional home that is more than 5 years old. Gentlemen, there were no letters received for or against this application, and there have been no mail returns.
Thank you, Mr. Lane.
Okay. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is...
Can you speak up?
My name is Maria Victoria Mazzella. My address is RR10 Box 1C, Hillsboro, B, 99966.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
How you doing?
Hi, good evening, sir.
She didn't have a lawyer, but she asked me as a favor like, if I can translate for her.
You've been sworn in yet, then, sir?
Sure.
If you would, please. Thank you.
My name is Mario Las, and I live in 6202 Lower Street, Georgetown, Delaware.
Okay. And how did you spell your last name?
Las, L-A-Z.
Oh. Okay. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Thank you, sir.
Can I get it, see? Her case is that she had a piece of land that is located in Millsboro, Delaware, and right now her brother is gonna trying to move a double white house, a mobile home there, and the case is that the house is from 1999, James. And I guess according to it's supposed to be a thing it's 5 years old that it's supposed to be. And the reason is because she's doing that is because he's trying to allow her brother to live there and take care of the land and all that. So I guess that's the case. She gave me some papers here with the evaluation of the house and it's already approved for the septic and everything.
Sir, you said this is for her brother?
Yes.
But on your application, it's got to set up a temporary sales trailer.
Is it in the application, Mr. Tino?
No,
that's not. It's a different, I guess.
Variance for on the age of a manufactured home. Wrong.
Oh, I got the wrong one.
Yeah, the house is a double wide from 1999.
And she's going to be renting this to her brother?
Y le va a rentar a su hermano. No, he's going to take care of the land, and I guess they're going to transfer because of the rent, something like that.
What's he doing to the land?
¿Qué le van a hacer a la tierra, dice? They're trying to, he's trying to live there right now.
Well, how many acres are you talking?
It's 2.6 acres.
So what's he doing? Is he going to till that land?
I'm sorry?
Is he going to farm that land?
It's already from, yeah.
What have you got it in?
¿Qué tiene ahorita? It's nothing there. Nothing right now.
So what's he going to put in there?
They're gonna build the septic, and then if it's available, he's going to move the house in there.
No, he's asking, what are you going to farm there? What product are you farming?
No, he's no nothing.
So he's just going to live there?
He's going to just live there, yeah.
So he's not going to do any farming at all? Has no plans to do that?
No va a tener ninguna, solamente lugar para vivir.
Para vivir.
No, it's going to be only for living.
You say there's a contractor that is selling her the mobile home?
He already got a house, yes. It's his own personal mobile home, yes. I believe this house is already located in Millsboro, but he's going to move it to her property over there.
He's going to move it over to this site? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Do you have pictures of that home?
Yep. It's a double white.
You have pictures of the home?
Oh, she tiene fotos.
No, yo no tengo.
No, she does not. No problem. No, not right now.
None right now?
No.
Okay.
All right.
What's presently on the property?
I'm sorry?
What's presently on the property?
¿Qué es lo que ahorita tiene usted en la propiedad?
No hay nada.
There's nothing in the property right now.
So you don't live on the property?
No.
Okay, so there's no improvements on the property now?
No.
Okay.
When they place the mobile home, are they going to be putting that on a permanent foundation?
Sí, cuando le mudan, le van a poner una fundación permanente a la casa. Yes, they're going to do that, yes.
Okay. And what condition is the mobile home in?
¿En qué condiciones está la casa?
Muy bien, buena condición.
Is it in a good condition?
Okay. Can you provide the board with pictures through the office?
Si usted le podría proveer con fotos de la casa que van a mover ahí.
Sí, sí.
They could provide, yes, with the picture.
We want to table to the next meeting.
What effect would this mobile home have on surrounding properties? What's in the area?
¿Cuáles son los efectos que tendría en ese la casa en ese sector? ¿Hay muchas casas alrededor?
No.
Actually, the place is not really houses around it. I guess the closest house is about maybe 300 feet away from the land.
Okay.
I have the look. I got the map here. I know you want to see it.
Yeah, we have a tax map.
Yeah, so it's really nothing around it.
So to the left,
it's like a bow road, and then the closest house is maybe 300, 400 feet away.
So all these. The ground next to you on the right, looking at your property,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing on that.
Aquí no hay nada, no. En el lado derecho. No, sir.
Nothing on to the left there, right?
On the left is nothing, yes. It's I know it's a house there, but it's...
He's 300 feet away, 400
about,
feet away from it.
Yes.
Okay.
Where on the property are you going to be placing the home? Towards the front, the middle, the rear?
¿En qué parte le va a poner la casa? ¿Frente, atrás o en el medio?
On
the back side.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? We'll start with Bud or Mr. Ricker?
Yes.
No.
Mr. Portman? Mr. Moore?
I have one. Mr. Lang?
Sir.
The road frontage on the property is listed as on the tax map is 145.23 feet, so they wouldn't need a variance for that.
Hopefully, one's been granted.
Because it's either already been granted or is it already subdivided that way?
Let me find the tax map real quick here. So, the existing parcel, I don't know how old it is, but.
233-16-3.
Yeah, I'd have to pull the record to see the age of the parcel. It does. It's 145 at the perpendicular to the sides. It's less than 140. It may have been previous pre-existing to 97. If it pre-existed 97, it wasn't a requirement to be 150.
Right.
So I had to go back and establish when the lot was created.
Okay. Mr. Mills. Okay.
Got one, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Are there other mobile homes in the neighborhood?
¿Hay otras casas móviles alrededor de ahí?
No.
No, sir.
Are single-family dwellings in the neighborhood? Is that what it is?
¿Hay otras casas que sean de una familia alrededor de ahí?
Solamente hay una, pero muy...
There's only one house, the one I was talking about, that is on the, it should be on the right side of the property.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we table case number 11,348 for the following reasons that the...
Mr. Rickard, rather than table, can you leave the hearing open for pictures? Well, for pictures?
Okay. What do we do with that? Okay. For... We'll leave the... case number 11,348 open so that the you can supply us with pictures of the mobile home,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And the Planning and Zoning Office would check and find out if that parcel has had a variance or has been established before the 150-foot requirement.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we leave case number 11,348 open for the purpose of allowing the applicant to supply pictures of the mobile home to the office and the office to check on that road front. Do you understand, okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the reasons been stated. So by a vote, 11,348, the case is left open, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
So you just supply them to the office, sir.
Thanks, sir.
Yes, sir.